We are here in São José dos Campos, which is a city about 1.5 hours outside of São Paulo in Brazil. And São José dos Campos is the heart of the Brazilian aerospace ecosystem. We are here for an innovation mission on sustainable aviation, military aviation and future air mobility concepts. We bring a lot of Dutch companies, Dutch knowledge institutes and also the Dutch government, and the aim is to connect the Dutch aviation ecosystem with the Brazilian ecosystem. The major player here is Embraer, which is the third largest airplane builder in the world, which has a long history of collaborating with the Netherlands. And together with its ecosystem here in Brazil, we are looking for new innovations and new collaborations.
Aviation, of course, is a global industry with global players. A company like us at Embraer, we cooperate and work together with suppliers, customers, partners all over the globe. And when we face the current challenge of our industry, which is really an existential challenge to the industry, is to all about reinventing our future towards clean aviation and sustainability. It's a task of a lifetime. The only way to tackle the size of the challenge we have ahead of us is really by collaboration. And of course, when we look into all the international important relationships that we have, there is one in particular that I would like to call attention to, and it's the one between Brazil and the Netherlands. These are two clear aerospace leaders, two countries with a very strong aerospace legacy. So that's why we are so proud to be welcoming the Dutch delegation to Embraer and to Brazil for this week, and we are positively sure there will be great outcomes and great collaboration to be built as a result of this visit.
My name is Jetske Verkerk. I'm working as a member of the management team from the Directorate of Innovation and Knowledge at the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Climate Policies. Goals of the ministry are to enhance economic activities and sustainable activities. So here in Brazil, we are supporting a mission that we are organizing together with the Netherlands Enterprise Agency and our innovation attachés. So why Netherlands is interesting to Embraer? Well, we share the same goals. We want to invest in sustainable aircrafts and sustainable aviation. And of course, our industries are high tech and very good at partnering in this world of technology.
So on sustainable aviation, we are here to talk about things like new propulsion systems based on hydrogen, direct propulsion, fuel cell propulsion, new materials for storing hydrogen in airplanes, but also for the structural materials for the airplane itself, redesign, power electronics. So there are many things that have to be redeveloped to make airplanes more sustainable in the future with the aim of going to zero emissions in 2050.
Great to be the leader of this aerospace innovation mission to Brazil. The delegation is composing of companies. We have 13 companies participating. We have two research institutes. We have two universities, besides, of course, of the governmental part that is taking place in this mission. And the reason that the companies are participating is because these companies want to position themselves into the supply chain of the Brazilian giant Embraer. And in order to be able to do that, we need innovation.
For us at EZ, this was a very successful mission. This innovation mission on sustainability helped us to engage with new companies. For us, Embraer is very important as a current and future business partner. And this mission helped us to further strengthen the relationships, but also establish new relationships within Embraer. In addition, we have been able to meet with other companies such as Eve and AKR, for which we see very clear business opportunities in the short and long term.